This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode.
A large part of what we're doing is trying to educate people that are listening who have careers and those that don't want to fish in Alaska or basically wait tables or do whatever they might view as humdrum. Are there one or two examples that sit with you in terms of what you learned during all of these stops that you think is the most valuable to pass on to others? And I know you talk to many people who are interested in the industry because I send many of them to you and vice versa.
Yeah, as I'm listening to your question, I think there's a couple things, right, that is I reflect that were really important to me, right, and that I try to impress when I meet young people that are coming out of college and really passionate about sports and want to make it a career. I would say, taking the mentality that nothing's below you and nothing's above you, right? And willing to do anything that you see as an opportunity, demonstrating a ton of initiative and not waiting to be told what to do. And it's funny that we're talking through this, right? So I learned quickly on the fishing boats in Alaska. And I remember my dad driving me down to the dock and saying, and I was a greenhorn, right? About to step onto a boat with three men and go out and fish in the Alaska waters for 4 months with them, right? Three dudes that had beards that I had no idea who they were, where they came from. And I remember, and I was terrified. And he drove me down to the dock and my dad, basically said, make sure you're always busy. That even if you don't know what you're doing, keep rope in your hand and don't be asked to be told what to do, right? And so I was always hustling, right? I was always pulling the anchor. I was cooking. I was doing, coiling rope. I was, pulling the leads, doing whatever I could to add value on that fishing boat. And when I went to Sacramento State, I applied that same work ethic and hustle an initiative as the events manager. And I remember Judith Davidson was our athletic director and I was the events manager, 26 years old, setting up tables and trying to make the event for a Hornet football game as attractive as it possibly could be, in the Causeway Classic and all that, and had a ton of fun doing that. But I noticed that we had outsourced our sponsorship rights to a local agency up in Sacramento. And they weren't, there was just only about three or four banners there. And I noticed that and I went to Judith and I said, can I take this on? Can I try selling sponsorships? And she said, why don't you put a plan together and show me how you're going to do that? And so I drafted a business plan and presented it to her and said, if you let me do this over the next 90 days, this is what I'll do. Right. And I proposed to her that I'd sell, I think, 10 sponsorships and that I would activate it. And I met with the Sacramento Kings and I met with, some people in the community that gave me a little guidance on how to put this together where she would give me a chance. And so she gave me a 90 day trial period. And fortunately, I had success, and it was all back to your question, Andy. It was all about that fundamental approach of having hustle and showing initiative. Yeah. As I'm listening to your question, I think there's a couple things, right. That is, I reflect that were really important to me. Right. And that I try to impress when I meet, young people that are coming out of college and really passionate about sports and want to make it a career. I would say, taking the mentality that nothing's below you and nothing's above you. Right. And and willing to do anything that that you see as an opportunity, you know, demonstrating a ton of initiative and not waiting to be told what to do. And it's funny that we're talking through this, right? So I learned quickly on the fishing boats in Alaska. And I remember my dad driving me down to the dock and saying, and I was a greenhorn, right? About to step onto a boat with three men and go out and fish in the Alaska waters for 4 months with them, right? Three dudes that had beards that I had no idea who they were, where they came from. And I remember, and I was terrified. And he drove me down to the dock, and my dad, you know, basically said, make sure you're always busy. That even if you don't know what you're doing, keep rope in your hand and don't be asked to be told what to do, right? And so I was always hustling, right? I was always pulling the anchor. I was cooking. I was doing, you know, coiling rope. I was, you know, pulling the leads, doing whatever I could to add value on that fishing boat. And when I went to Sacramento State, I applied that same work ethic and hustle and initiative as the events manager. And I remember Judith Davidson was our athletic director, and I was the events manager, you know, 26 years old, setting up tables and trying to make the event for a Hornet football game as attractive as it possibly could be, in the Causeway Classic and all that, and had a ton of fun doing that. But I noticed that we had outsourced our sponsorship rights to a local agency up in Sacramento, and they weren't, you know, there was just only about three or four banners there. And I noticed that, and I went to Judith and I said, you know, can I take this on? Can I try selling sponsorships? And she said, you know what? Why don't you put a plan together and show me how you're going to do that? And so I drafted a business plan and presented it to her and said, if you let me do this over the next 90 days, this is what I'll do. Right. And I proposed to her that I'd sell, I think, 10 sponsorships and that I would activate it. And I met with the Sacramento Kings and I met with, some people in the community that gave me a little guidance on how to put this together where she would give me a chance. And so she gave me a 90 day trial period. And fortunately, I had success. And it was all back to your question, Andy. It was all about that fundamental approach of having hustle and showing initiative.
As you've, you know, gone through your career, especially on the college athletic side, the university side, Andy likes to talk about titles a lot. And I'm sure you've seen your fair share of titles, let alone have had a fair share yourself. Can you talk a little bit about the evolution of titles as you kind of move throughout your career and as you're starting your career and kind of where the importance lies and where it doesn't matter at all?
So and I think most people will say this, when I was younger, titles meant a lot to me, right? And I had this vision of stair-stepping my way up in my career to being an athletic director, right? That was my ultimate goal. And I viewed my career as that it was always going to progress to that pinnacle, right? It was always going to move upward. As I have, I get older and have more perspective and more humility and experience failure and the benefits of failure and how you can learn from those, I've quickly understood that career progression means you can go up, down, sideways, around, and that's my experience. And I've seen a lot of others, people that have taken that route where it isn't a stair-stepped career. Very few people get to experience that. And so I guess I share that, Jake, because titles, I think, are fluid as well. And I'll give an example. I was hired on it, 2.5 years ago at Learfield IMG College. Let me backtrack. at Learfield as executive vice president. We then merged 6 months ago, and my executive vice president title changed to senior vice president. So I took a layered down title, or a step back, so to speak, but I gained some additional responsibilities with naming rights and with the NCAA business. So to me, if you were to ask me what's most important, is gaining more responsibilities so I can learn and work with more people, and it's less about the title.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus, and remember to share with a friend, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.